بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Reciting Azan into the ears of a grieved person. If one recites Azan in the ear of a grieved person, then his grief and worries shall vanish. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrated that once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me sad. He said, O son of Abu Talib, do I see you sad? I said, yes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, فَمَرَّ بَعْدُ أَهْلِهِ يُؤَدِّنُ فِي أُذْنِهِ فَإِنَّهُ دَوَاءٌ لَهُمْ. Tell some of your family members to recite Azan into your ear, for this is a cure for grief. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, this was done and my grief disappeared. Likewise, all the narrators of this hadith have tried this prescription and found it highly effective. Kanzul Ammal, chapter 2, hadith number 658. Reciting Azan into the ears of someone whose character changes for the worse. If anyone's character, whether human or animal, changes for the worse, then one should recite Azan into his ears. It has been recorded from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ سَاءَ خُلُقُهُ مِنْ إِنسَانٍ أَوْ دَابَّةٍ فَأَدِّنُوا فِي أُذْنِهِ. If anyone character changes for the worse and he has bad character, then recite Azan into his ears. مِرْكَاتُ شَرْحٌ مِسْحَاتٌ. Reciting Azan when pestered by shaitan. When one feels pestered by shaitan, then one should recite Azan aloud, because this causes shaitan to run away. Sayyidina Suhail says, my father has sent me to Banu Harisa. There was a child or someone with me. We passed by a wall when a voice called the name of my companion. He looked at the wall, but there was nothing. I mentioned this to my father. He said, had I known that something like this would have happened, I would have not sent you. But if you hear a voice, then recite Azan. Because I heard Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala report that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you recite Azan, then shaitan runs away. Muslim Sharif. Reciting Azan when affected by evil spirits. If one sees an evil spirit, then one should recite Azan out loud. One should recite Azan aloud. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala narrated, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَغَوَّرَتْ لَكُمَ الْغَيْلَانُ فَأَدْذِنُوا. If evil spirits affect you, then recite Azan. Musannif Abdul Razzaq. Some further instances when one should recite Azan. Beside the instances mentioned above, it is appropriate to recite the Azan at the following occasions. When a fire breaks out. Number 2, when encountering infidel enemies. Number 3, when one gets angry. Number 4, when a traveler forgets his way. Number 4, when someone suffers from a disease, one should recite Azan on these occasions. In Imdad al-Fatawa, it has been mentioned that it is sunnah to recite Azan on the following occasions. Number 1, before the first prayer. Number 2, reciting the Azan into the ears of a newborn child. Number 3, when fire breaks out. Number 4, when fighting the infidels. Number 5, when the devil frights a traveler. Number 6, when one is sad. Number 7, when a traveler forgets his way. Number 8, at times of anger. Number 9, when one suffers from a disease. And number 10, when the character of a person or an animal changes for the worse. This has been mentioned by the author of Radd al-Mukhtar. Radd al-Mukhtar is one of the books that in our fiqh when we are studying ifta, Radd al-Mukhtar is one of the main books by Allama Shami rahimahullah that we use to give fatawa. The Azan is mentioned, just a quick point about Azan inshallah, and that is that when the child is born, we recite the Azan in one year, we recite the Aqama in the other year. Which means our life, and the Muhaddisun rahmatullahi alayhi wa jama'in, they give an explanation about the Azan. And the Azan is like our life. Our life is what? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. As a Muslim, the first thing we need to instill within our minds and our hearts, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yani, that there is no one, that Allah is the greatest. What does that mean? In Arabic, in English, I just translated as Allah is the greatest. However, in Arabic, if you study Arabic, Akbar is ism tafdil, meaning it's better than something. So if I say, Ana a'lamu minni, I'm more knowledgeable than you, or Ana akbaru minni sinna, I'm older than you in age, for example. So it's ism tafdil. So Allahu Akbar, the current, Allahu Kabir, that can translate as Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar translates as Allah is greater. But what comes after Akbar is missing. If I say, I'm older, okay, I'm older than who? I didn't say who. I didn't say dan hu. So Allah just stopped. Allahu Akbar. The ulama say, why Allah said Allahu Akbar? Because Allah is greater than anything you can possibly think of. Anything that can come in your mind, Allah is greater than that. This is salah, this is azan. So we need to instill within our minds, we have to feel it. Not just say it, we have to feel that Allah is greater than anything that my mind comes that comes to my mind. We have to really live a life of Allahu Akbar. So you have to keep doing it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When you have that in your mind, that Allah is the greatest, then you can understand the meaning of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Then you will follow Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When someone becomes a Muslim, we want to increase their iman and love for Islam before we tell them the ahkam and the rulings. So Allah is the greatest. Allah is greater than anything I can think of. Then Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Then follow the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then what is the greatest? What is the most important ibadah? Inna hammal ibadah as-salah. The greatest and the most important of ibadah is as-salah. As mentioned the other day too, when one of the companions, he was getting away from Islam, what is the first thing he did? He stopped coming to the masjid. If Allah removes salah from your life, that person is done. If you have salah, you have everything. You don't have salah, you don't have anything. The greatest of ibadah is salah. So, hayya ala salah, come to salah, come to salah. Then hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Now, after you have done your salah, so Allahu Akbar would lead you to Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah leads you to Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah leads you to Hayya al-Salah. Hayya al-Salah leads you to Hayya al-Falah. Hayya al-Falah come to success. Meaning, if you can do salah, then you can do all the other good deeds. So if a person, he learns deen, learns tafsir, learns Quran, learns ahadith, but he doesn't pray, and this person is useless. Salah is first. Do your salah first. Then all the other good deeds. Then Allah tells you, okay, now you studied so much. You know so much about Islam. You did so many good deeds. But don't forget. Don't think that your ibadah, that you praying salah, your tahajjud makes you a great person. Become a, you know, a lot of people when they become religious and they get up for tahajjud and recite Quran, Allah protect us, but they also become prideful. Oh, you know me? I fast every Monday and Thursdays. I fast on the white days. Do you know who I am? I recite Quran every day. Allah is with me. I come for Fajr every day. No, these are all good things. But there's nothing for you to be prideful. Because even Shaitan was a great abid. Shaitan used to do so much ibadah too. So that ibadah should not lead you to pride. So Allah is saying, now you did all of these ibadahs, and you did all of these worship. Don't forget, Allahu Akbar, I'm greater than everything. And your life needs to end with La ilaha illallah. Your life needs to end with La ilaha illallah. If your life ends with La ilaha illallah, then you're guaranteed Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst His righteous and His beloved one. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.